Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
In some of the most difficult times, people often forget what separates them and band together to help those in need. Such was the case in this small East Texas town early in 2003. The work they did and the mission they have for the future lives on, and the story's next on the American countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
On February 1, 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia broke apart on re-entry, and debris rained down over many miles of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. People began to search in hope of a miracle rescue of the crew.
The seven astronauts came to rest here in Sabine County. It seemed like a natural thing, since they all came to rest here, that we honor their legacy.
Veronica Thomas shares the story from the place that has become a memorial to their lives, the Patricia Huffman Smith NASA Museum. On February 1st, and many days afterward, this town came to the aid of thousands.
The community rallied out and fed everyone for free, three meals a day. And not only did that happen, it happened for 3 months. And when it was over, they had enough food to last for 6 months.
And that extra food was donated to others in need. Local citizens wanted to remember the lives lost on Columbia, including two members of a helicopter crew who died in the search effort. But they also wanted to create something that would further the mission of the astronauts.
With them working with the families said, if you do anything to honor our loved ones, you must focus on education, because our loved ones were all about education.
All ages come here today to honor the lives of those lost and carry forward the mission of science and exploration.
I want people to come in to learn, to be enlightened, to be inspired, and hopefully we can get someone that will be part of that next great generation.
It is a place born from tragedy, yet a site that today inspires hope and determination for a new generation to carry on the mission of Columbia. Traveling the countryside in Hemp Hill, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
It's Farm Safety Week in CJ Country, and Pierce Milling wants to remind you to watch for slow-moving farm equipment when you're driving. Harvest time can be a dangerous time for our local farmers. Please give them plenty of room. You know Pierce Milling and Delavan for their high-quality, freshly made animal feeds. Did you know that their gift shop is chock-full with wind chimes, flags, gnomes, bird feeders, candy, candles, kids' toys, and more? Stop into Pierce Milling on Church Street in Delavan and learn more. Or call 716-492-2740.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Well, the International Maritime Organization, UN body regulating shipping, moving toward net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. And they have intermediate benchmarks in both 2030 and 2040. And that's pushing demand for low-carbon fuels and ethanol may be well-positioned. Ankit Chandra of the U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council notes that the U.S. already has an 18-billion-gallon ethanol infrastructure, steady production, and record exports near 2 billion gallons last year, along with ports, rail, and barge links. Simultaneously, global sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF market, is projected to surge from roughly $2.06 billion in 2025 to $25.62 billion by 2030, growing at a compound annual growth rate of 65.5%. In the meantime, global marine biofuel markets used in shipping were valued at $3.94 billion last year and forecast to nearly double by 2034. Now, for U.S. farmers, these trends could mean more demand for corn ethanol and feedstocks like soy oil or biomass that feed into that sustainable aviation fuel and marine blend stock supply chains. But success will depend on life cycle carbon certification, rules under the IMO and SAF programs, engine approvals, and investments in conversion and export logistics. U.S. beef imports climbing this year. Pork imports continue to ease. Now, according to USDA data, through early September, total beef imports reaching 1.82 million metric tons. It's up 8% from last year. South America is gaining ground. Now, Canada remains the top supplier into the U.S., 487,000 metric tons, but volumes down 13% year over year. Australia shipping 386,000 metric tons. That's up 21% on herd recovery and tariff advantages, while Brazil surged 56% to 251,000 metric tons, displacing Mexico as the third largest supplier. Imports from Uruguay up 35%, adding to the South American push. But pork imports, by contrast, 261,000 metric tons, down 11% from last year. Canada still leads at 169,000 metric tons, but volumes fell 12%. Mexico follows with 24,000 metric tons, slightly edging out Denmark. Well, the U.S. seafood markets are showing a blend of stability and firmness this week. That's according to Erner Berry. Domestic shrimp prices steady to firm as production slowly increases, and domestic browns remain steady but with less than adequate supply. Imported shrimp markets continue to climb, especially the black tigers and whites, as tariffs and replacement costs push prices higher. Catfish, both domestic and imported, holding steady, though imports face tighter supplies. Atlantic Farm salmon prices steady. Mai-mai, firm on limited production and tariff-related cost. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. 800-492-8172. That's 800-492-8172.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
Massey Ferguson 1GC Series Subcompact Tractor. These small but mighty machines help you get more done on your property. They're easy to operate for first-time owners and packed with power. Mow, haul, dig, clear brush, all without breaking a sweat. Plus, with a wide array of attachment options, you can work through every season with ease. From summer mowing to winter snow removal, the MF 1GC series does it all. Learn more at MasseyFerguson.com or visit Kelly's Garage in Perry.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Labor Day marks the traditional end of the grilling season, and a pullback in the cattle markets was expected. But Friday's Cattle on Feed report from the USDA reminded the industry once again just how tight cattle supplies are in the countryside. I'll have the details after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I asked Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Tyler Richardson how things were looking in his area of Missouri.
Things look really good, Mike. It's farming in Missouri, we live in a world of extremes. I was reviewing some weather data the other day, and in Missouri, we got 10 inches to 12 inches of rain, and since August 1st, we've gotten 7/10 of rain. Pretty drastic difference. We had really high southern rust pressure, probably one of the worst years in the last 10. But all things considered, we've got a really good-looking corn crop, probably about 10 to 15% off of last year, but still exceptional for our standards.
Any advice ahead of harvest?
Yeah, so I think, you know, item number one that comes to mind to me is safety. We love this industry. We love what we do. But at the end of the day, we all want to come home safe to our families and have a chance to do this again the next year. So taking our time, not overlooking the small things that become a big issue. Fall's a great time. We all enjoy it. But this is the time to build the foundation for next year.
To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA, analysts surveyed by Dow Jones thought total cattle on feed would be 99.2% of last year, placements would run 91.3%, and marketings would come in at 87.1%. The actual data showed even steeper declines. USDA reported cattle and calves on feed at 11.1 million head, down 1% from a year ago. Placements in August totaled 1.78 million head. That's 10% below last year and below the lowest analyst estimate heading into the report. And marketings came in at 1.57 million head, down 14% from a year ago and the lowest August total since records began in 1996. That 14% drop in marketings matters. For feedlots, it means cattle are staying on feed longer, tying up capital and driving up feed costs. But for packers and beef buyers, fewer cattle moving out of the yards translates into tighter beef supplies. Even as boxed beef prices have softened in recent weeks, this kind of contraction could set the stage for renewed price strength, as packers will need to compete for a smaller pool of market-ready cattle going forward. Regionally, Nebraska feedlots reported 475,000 head placed in August. That was down 20,000 from a year ago, while Kansas saw 60,000 fewer head placed last month. Texas saw a decline in 18% of cattle placed on feed. However, Washington and South Dakota both recorded modest gains over last year's numbers. Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University has been watching the data closely, and while the numbers reaffirm tightness in the herd, the signs of herd rebuilding are still subtle. Heifers on feed are down about 5% from a year ago, and that suggests producers haven't yet shifted into aggressive expansion mode. It looks like the industry is still hanging on to heifers where possible, but it may take several more reports before true herd building momentum shows itself. I'll be back with more after this.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA confirmed that the beef supply in America looks tight for the foreseeable future, but traders are now turning their focus to what consumers are willing to pay. Will they continue to support record prices at the grocery store or restaurants? Time will tell. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag Radio Net Farm News.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Late last week, USDA announced the acceptance of 1.78 million acres into the Conservation Reserve Program through 2025's General Continuous Grassland and Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program enrollments. According to the Farm Service Agency, 25.8 million acres are currently enrolled in CRP, which is the agency's flagship conservation program, where landowners, farmers, and ranchers convert marginal or unproductive cropland into vegetative cover, improving water quality, prevents erosion, restores wildlife habitat, and in the case of grassland CRP, enables participants to conserve grasslands while also continuing most grazing and haying practices. Of course, it is a voluntary program. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam said, "What better way to celebrate CRP's 40th anniversary and mark four decades of voluntary private land stewardship than to announce an extremely successful 2025 enrollment?" Farm Service Agency received offers on more than 2.6 million acres. Program's total acreage capped at 27 million for fiscal year 2025, which 1.8 million was available for enrollment. About 956,000 acres are expiring September 30th. Producers submitted re-enrollment offers for just over 624,000 acres and offers for enrollment of new land totaling 2 million.
Quality feed. Margins.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Fertilizer prices are on the rise again, and although many people aren't purchasing fertilizer this time of year, there is concern that it could hit higher. Fertilizer prices are on the rise. While they are yet to hit the record high that was reached back in 2022, economists say some products like phosphates are certainly climbing higher. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that what we're seeing in the market is volatility. Looks like they'll continue to persist as natural gas prices and shifting trade policies with other countries are really disrupting the markets and creating a lot of uncertainty. The big drivers, of course, for the fertilizer market are energy costs, mainly because nitrogen fertilizers rely on natural gas. Countries have had decreased production due to conflict as well as geopolitical disputes overall. The expense of natural gas is certainly adding a lot of value to fertilizer prices and making it challenging for U.S. farmers to plan for the future.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
A new report out from several U.S. ag commodity lobby groups shows the benefits of precision agriculture in the U.S. The report highlights the wide-ranging benefits of precision agriculture. The new report, called Benefits of Precision Ag in the U.S., underscores how technology adoption on farms has been improving yields, reducing inputs, and strengthening the resiliency of the U.S. food supply chain. The updated analysis provides quantifiable evidence of how farmers that use precision ag technologies are achieving significant gains in productivity, input efficiency, and environmental stewardship. Some of the highlights include yield enhancements, with current adoption of precision agriculture driving a 5% boost in annual crop production, with an additional 6% potential gain if adoption increases even further. Precision agriculture has helped to avoid cultivation of 11.4 million acres of cropland, an area comparable to five times the size of Yellowstone Park. It spares land. Also has some economic impact. U.S. farmers that utilize precision ag technology have reduced their input costs, at the same time boosting overall productivity, contributing $1 billion in efficiency gains to the farm economy. It also increases food security and supply stability. By enabling more efficient production, precision agriculture enhances resilience in the U.S. food supply chain, stabilizing prices for consumers. The study, released a month ago, introduced for the first time a targeted spray application case study, with the emerging technology still in its early adoption stages, promising 50 to 90% savings in herbicide volume and rapid adoption growth across varying acreage scenarios. It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ Country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Traditional banks tend to shy away from most rural financing, especially if the land and ag buildings are worth as much or more than the home. That's where Farm Credit comes in. We've financed rural America for nearly 100 years. We make loans for homes, land, construction, remodeling, even barns, fencing, equipment, and crops. Plus, we'll share our profits with you through our patronage refund program. Find us at farmcredit.com. We're the experts in rural finance. Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Looking at farm news from all around our region, farmers in Kentucky are watching the weather situation closely as we go into fall, and what they're seeing in forecasts for late September and early October is not encouraging. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is calling for warmer than usual temperatures and less precipitation than usual in Kentucky, at least through the first week of October. In Virginia and West Virginia, apple orchards are already harvesting several varieties of apples, including Gala, Golden Delicious, and Honeycrisp. Orchards report a good crop of apples coming in, with flavor profiles described as excellent due to dry weather in recent weeks. And farmers markets in North Carolina have been busy over the past couple of weekends. North Carolina farmers still have plenty of fresh, locally grown produce available.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Virginia is conducting a survey to learn more about voluntary conservation practices on farms in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Here's Extension Agent Jeremy Daubert.
The information you provide will help tell the story of what farmers are doing to improve soil and water quality. The survey will also help to ensure voluntary conservation practices stay voluntary.
Complete the survey at ext.vt.edu or contact your local Virginia Cooperative Extension office or Soil and Water Conservation District office. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Today, we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Rome, New York. They're tuned into affiliated radio station, WKAL FM 103.3. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Rome, New York. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us that following the path of least resistance, well, that's what makes rivers and people crooked. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia. The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
September 10th, signifying the midway point of the annual Atlantic hurricane season.
That's approximately the time frame where historically half of the tropical activity occurs before that date and roughly half occurs after that date.
So USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as of that date...
Indeed, it has been relatively quiet to this point.
With only six named storms and one hurricane, Erin, which avoided making landfall in the U.S. and Caribbean.
Six named storms, that's certainly below expectations that we saw during the forecast initially back in May during the update in August.
In both instances, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration called for an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season. So why did the first half of the 2025 hurricane season feature fewer storms? Rippey explains climatically, while an active track of systems have come from the African coast.
Like last year, some of those waves are emerging a little further north than climatology would suggest. That gives those waves a little bit less opportunity to develop. They start with a farther north vantage point in the Atlantic. The water and the shear conditions are not quite as conducive to tropical storm formation. So we've seen some waves coming off that have either not developed or they've recurved with very little development.
Meanwhile, a second weather factor has come into play in reducing Atlantic hurricane activity.
In recent weeks, we have had a very deep trough or dip in the jet stream across the eastern part of the United States, extending into the western Atlantic. And that creates some hostile wind conditions. We call it wind shear, and that tends to tear apart developing systems. So as these waves move off the African coast, they move into effectively an atmospheric buzzsaw. It's not conducive to the development of strong systems.
Now, Rippey reminds us of a couple of considerations regarding this year's Atlantic hurricane season. First,
there is often a secondary peak that occurs during October. That's the time when we start to shift away from the long-track hurricanes and tropical storms that emerge directly from the West African coast and take the long path all the way across the Atlantic Basin before they either recurve into the open ocean or make contact with land, whether it be Central America or North America, which of course includes the entire United States Gulf and Atlantic coastline.
And even with only one hurricane of note so far, impacts from tropical storm activity have been noted on the U.S. mainland this year.
Barry was a fairly weak tropical storm when it moved in across the northeast Mexican coast along the Gulf, but it was the remnant circulation that helped to fuel the historic and deadly flash flooding in Texas Hill Country a few days later in early July. And then just a few days after, we saw, again, a fairly weak tropical storm, Chantal, moving in northeastern South Carolina, and about a day later, that delivered some 6 to 10-inch rainfall totals across north-central North Carolina that created record flooding in a relatively small geographic area.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful.
wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, the July U.S. dairy supply and utilization report had some interesting takeaways last week. One of them was on cheese. Explain.
Yeah, so our cheese utilization, even though exports have been up this year quite a bit as the U.S. price disparity against the rest of the world has been really advantageous for us, domestic utilization was down. And this is really important given that domestic utilization accounts for over 90% of our total cheese use. Retail data indicates that, you know, cheese consumption there is doing pretty good, but our food service sector isn't doing super great this year, so that's probably one of the reasons why we think those domestic use figures are down.
What about butter? What's the situation there?
Butter was very interesting. Most of this year, we've seen pretty healthy consumption on stateside. Again, stateside use, it makes up over 90% of total use here, but it's really the butter exports that have come into play. Domestic use was flat in July, but those exports continue to show super robust levels, all-time highs. U.S. butter is incredibly cheap compared to other markets, especially with the CME spot price being under $2. So that's one of the things that we're seeing is further export growth in that market.
But the powder markets continue to be the drag on the markets, aren't they?
Yes, they absolutely do. We've seen a little bit of an increase in domestic use here, but we've lost export business, particularly to Southeast Asia, which is a very key region in the export market here. Slightly up to Mexico, which is our main market, over 50% market share for our powders, but we're not picking it up in other parts of the world.
Do you see that powder situation turning around anytime soon, or is the tariff situation kind of held that in flux?
The tariff situation is definitely something we're paying attention to. I think part of it is just the pricing we've seen out of Oceania. The big thing on my mind right now is we have a lot of milk coming out of the U.S., a lot coming out of Europe, South America, and New Zealand. So when we think about just the amount of milk coming out and the amount of skim solids going to dryers, I think we're going to have a lot more availability. Hopefully, if that brings the price down a little bit, we might be able to pick up some additional exports.
Real quickly, in closing, how about whey?
Whey was interesting. We've seen a pop in exports, particularly as China, after some of those trade issues have settled, we've seen them step back into the market and pick up. The big thing with whey is those high proteins, the WPC80, the whey protein isolate. Those are what's holding up the whey market right now. People just can't get enough protein in their foods, and it's definitely supporting dry whey, even though dry whey itself is not in super high demand.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
I remember as a child racing down the stairs very early on Christmas morning. I expected to see the cookies and milk gone and the tree to be surrounded with some presents. No other day of the year started with that adrenaline-packed rush out of bed.
One of the miracles of expectation is that it compels us to do things that we would not normally do. Expectation is what caused Christopher Columbus to sail across the Atlantic into unknown territory.
You probably don't realize it, but you already have expectations about many things. The expectations that you set for your life guide your actions and set some things into motion.
Do you have the right expectations? Are they set high enough? Do you believe that they can happen for you? What negative expectations could be holding you back from success?
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Mixed changes in USDA meat production forecast for this year and next, but World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jakodowski says the result is price forecast increases in September for both beef and pork for both years, and conversely, lower broiler prices for 2025 and 2026.
Livestock prices remain quite strong, especially for steers, strong prices for beef and cattle. That is likely providing some support to the hog sector as well. Hog prices We raised 50 cents per hundredweight in both 2025 and 2026.
The lower broiler price forecast for both years reflects increased production, yet Jack Godowski adds broiler prices remain strong.
Turkey prices also seeing some recent strength,
particularly in 2025. U.S. meat trade forecasts for September were relatively light on changes, reflecting a mostly modest reduction in beef exports. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report.
It's Farm Safety Week at CJ Country, and we want to remind those operating farm equipment on rural roadways to look out for oncoming vehicles while making wide turns. Also, be sure to keep equipment at least 20 feet from overhead power lines and pole-supporting wires. This farm safety tip is brought to you by Lamb Farms of Oakfield, striving to economically produce high-quality milk. They offer good working conditions for their 100 full and part-time employees and offer comfort to their cows. Lamb Farms, Albion Road in Oakfield, 948-5777 or visit lambfarmsinc.net.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Java Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Java or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Java Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
In honor of Farm Safety Week, Batavia Starter reminds drivers to watch for slow-moving tractors and farm equipment. Those farmers are working hard to provide delicious food for our families. Since 1989, Batavia Starter has been rebuilding and repairing your classic and antique starters and generators, as well as your ag and heavy equipment, cars and trucks, ATVs, and lawn and garden equipment. And offer specialty powder coating, too. Batavia Starter, 344-3285. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
A new study shows how expanding E15 sales can be a boon for corn farmers. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. With the expectation of a record corn harvest this fall and the resulting decline in corn market prices, the industry is looking at the possibility of expanding sales of E15 blended gasoline. The National Corn Growers Association and the Renewable Fuels Association did a study of the potential impact of widespread year-round sales of E15. Scott Richmond is chief economist for the RFA.
We have shown over time that consumers will save as a result of E15. We've shown that quantitatively what they can save. And we've talked about the fact that if we get a substantial expansion or full adoption of E15 as a result of a legislative fix of being able to sell it year-round, that it would greatly benefit corn growers.
Richmond says there's a push on now to get this done before the end of 2025.
It looks increasingly likely that for the main budget, there will be a continuing resolution, and then there are other legislative vehicles that are likely to move forward between now and the end of the year. So we're cautiously optimistic about the prospects for being able to work this into legislation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Question: what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer: American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Haley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close, along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to Intense Milk, and their lactose-free Milk for Life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 2, mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m., and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 4 and 5 a.m., showers likely after 5 a.m., low around 59. Tuesday, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high near 72. Currently in Warsaw, it's 62 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Today we take a look back at how markets wrapped up last week. More after this.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Lower day in the livestock markets to round out the week. At the close, October live cattle futures $2.30 lower to $229.97. That was $6 lower for the week and the second consecutive lower weekly close. The first time we've seen that since June. Now, December live cattle futures, they are on the verge of overtaking October in terms of daily trade volume. That contract lost $2.20 today, settling at $231.92. October feeder cattle futures down $6.55 today, settling at $345.80. For the week, $12.10 lower. Now, like live cattle, this was the second consecutive lower weekly close, the first time we've seen that since June. And wrapping things up over on the snout side, October lean hogs down $1.05 today to $97.12. That cut gains for the week to just $1.10. This morning's wholesale box beef report was weaker. We saw choice cuts 61 cents lower to 400.18, and select cuts down 168 to 378.27. This after the last two afternoon reports showed meaningful weakness. Yesterday's five area average price for live steers was reported at $238.98, and this is a little bit softer versus prior weeks. Daily slaughter yesterday afternoon was reported at 117,000 head, which put the week to date total at 459,000. That's about 27,000 head less than the same period last year.
Cash trade last week in the south, 240 in the north, 238 to 240, and dressed at 375. To 378. American Cattle News.
Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At Burt's Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming reminds you that it's National Farm Safety Week. Drivers, it's harvest time, so keep an eye out for slow-moving farm vehicles on the road. Did you know that a well-run foot bath can be cost-effective as well as reduce lameness? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming has been in business for over 40 years. They look forward to serving you. For the health of your herd, contact Zane Hendrickson at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587.
Look into the markets here at the end of the day on Friday, September the 19th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the green, 66.64. The Dow up 463.15. And NASDAQ higher as well, 226.31. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro lower. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, October down 62.71, November 62.36, and December lower as well, 61.95. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. Over to the grains futures prices. Corn December contract, 424 even, March slightly lower, 441 and a quarter, and May lower as well, 451 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, and soybean oil down as well. Wheat December 522 and a half, 1 3/4 down. March 540 and 3/4, and May down as well, 552 and a half. Hard red winter wheat December 2 3/4 down at 507 and a quarter. March in the red as well, 529 and a quarter. Hard red spring wheat December 537 and a quarter. With the March contract 1 1/4 down at 554 even. Spring wheat Minneapolis December down 567 and March lower as well, 588. Over to the cotton. Starting with the October contract, 25 cents down, 64.94. December 66.29 and March lower as well, 68.28. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures. Live cattle October 120 higher, 233.57, December 235.72, and February 237.45. Feeder cattle October 354.10, November 370 higher at 350.92. Lean hogs mixed, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.